let's do our sports bet market update with Hammy Goodman. Hammy, how are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, gents. Good to be with you. I want to have a quick look and kick off with the Heath Ashes test down there in Hobart to start with. Now, Australia, they're $1.58 favourites. Pretty much all the cash has come for them. Not a bad price for a team who's never lost a pink ball test and for a team travelling as poorly as England. The draws there at $3.45. Don't think so with a pink ball. And then England, you're getting $7.10 in outright betting. For the player of the match, Marnus is the $7 favourite. Uzi is $12 to go back-to-back. But the best back is actually a little bit of an off-Broadway selection here. Jai Richardson at $18 has been best back. He does average 16.5 in pink ball test cricket. Bit of chatter about Scobo under an injury cloud. Maybe they give Starkey a rest. All of a sudden, Jai at $18 may not be the worst bet. We've also got a couple of funky options in the BYO bet section. And one that's been pretty popular with the punters is a keeper to take a catch in all four innings of the test with the pink ball zinging around. Yes, please. I don't mind that bet as well. That will get you $1.45.
Love it, Hammy. It's the last test of the series. It's a dead rubber for whatever Max was saying earlier about the importance of every game, regardless of the result. And sometimes when it's a dead rubber, more alcohol might have been consumed in the lead up to the game. I saw the Aussie boys are out there sampling whiskey a couple of days ago. We saw them do the same thing in the Old Trafford test in the last Ashes series. I just wonder if there might be some value in some outsiders for most runs in the game or something like that, given that there will be about half the players who don't care about this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you're certainly right. You're getting good value again for Aussie. About $6 you're getting for him. But, they certainly know how to celebrate. And fingers crossed they can get the W.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon Joe Richardson will start? Who do you reckon Pez will play in this?
Well, I think Boland's out now. So, obviously, okay. Anytime you take a lot of wickets for Australia, you're then therefore injured. But Mitch Stark, on the other hand, is playing. So that means he'll play all five tests. So, yeah, Joe Richardson. Man, he's coming off five wickets. And we weren't clear whether he was actually injured the last game. They just wanted to bring Boland in. So he'll be, as they say, ready and raring to go.
Okay. And are any England players anywhere near any of the markets, Sammy? And when you said player of the match, I didn't hear any possible England players in that. Give me some hope.
Yeah, I can give you a little bit of hope. And there's been probably only a little bit of interest in Joe Root there at $11. He's looked all right in a couple of innings, probably struggled in the last two. But yeah, look, capable. Obviously, we know Joe Root is a class player. Outside of him, I don't know. There's not a great deal there. Maybe Jimmy Anderson with a pink ball in his hand at $15. And again, Stuart Broad, but you're getting out towards the $18 mark there. So not a lot of interest from the punters.
And Pez, pink ball, do you go along with that there will be a result?
Yeah, I'd love to know the stats on how many pink balls have resulted in a draw. It's usually done pretty quickly. But then again, that comes against the CEO wicket that Collo was telling us about. It's meant to be very, very flat, so I'm not sure who's going to win out of that.
Why can't they make a pink ball the same as a red ball and a red ball the same as a white ball? Do they fashion it in such a way, or is it just that's the colour of the ball, so it makes it do different things?
It's like when people talk about pitches, about 95% of people will know the words to use, but don't really know what they're talking about. And that would be me describing the pink ball. I'd start using vernacular like lacquer and leather and stitching and the hue of the pink and how it comes off, but I don't really know what I'm talking about. I'm just kind of rote learning what I've heard others say, but it is harder to play and harder to see.
Okay, we need a ball expert, which is a risky thing to ask for at any time of the day. The BBL tonight, Hammy, Heat versus the Strikers, what do you reckon?
Yeah, Heat, $1.82 favourites at home. The Strikers have lost their last seven games on the road. You're getting $2 for the Strikers. But one striker who's been in pretty good form, and in fact, on top of their game, Peter Siddle, best sunnies in the comp, and he's been the top Strikers wicket taker in each of their last five games. You're getting $4 for him to do exactly that this evening. Plenty of guys that hit the ball pretty hard this evening as well. So I want to have a look at the to hit a six market. Matt Short, he can't stop it. $1.62 you're getting for him to hit one this evening. And Jakey Lehman helped himself to a couple the other night as well. Fair bit of interest in him at $2. There's a game tomorrow afternoon as well in the coveted 3 p.m. Thursday time slot. Thunder versus the Hurricanes. Now, the Thunder, they're probably the form team of the comp, riding the wave of a six-game winning streak. $1.50 favourites in that one. The Hurricanes, $2.60. And again, some big hitters tomorrow. Alex Hales, $1.62 to hit a six. But Ben McDermott, from nine games this season, he's hit 24 sixes. $1.67 to hit one tomorrow. You can add that to your multis. Whack that in your bet with mates group. Yes, please. I like the look of Ben McDermott to hit a six at any stage. But have a great Wednesday, guys. Enjoy it and gamble responsibly.
Thanks very much, Hammy. Cheers for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Hammy Goodman there. A sports bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.